Attendant on the new frontiers of genetically based medicine, there is a series of further issues which again raise deep and troubling ethical questions. Here I am speaking primarily of cloning. It has now been several years since the world was introduced to a completely cloned sentient being, Dolly, the famous sheep. Since then, there has been a huge amount of coverage of human cloning. We know that the first cloned human embryos have been created. The media frenzy aside, the question of cloning is highly complex. I'm told there are two quite different kinds of cloning, therapeutic and reproductive. Within therapeutic cloning, there is the use of cloning technology for the reproduction of cells and the potential creation of semi-sentient beings purely for the purpose of harvesting body parts for transplantation. Reproductive cloning is basically the creation of an identical copy. In principle, I have no objection to cloning as such, as a technological instrument for medical and therapeutic purposes. As in all these cases, what must govern one's decisions is the question of compassionate motivation. However, regarding the idea of deliberately breeding semi-human beings for spare parts, I feel an immediate instinctive revulsion. I once saw a BBC documentary which simulated such creatures through computer animation with some distinctively recognizable human features. I was horrified. Some people might feel this is an irrational emotional reaction that need not be taken seriously, but I believe we must trust our instinctive feelings of revulsion as these arise out of our basic humanity. Once we allow the exploitation of such hybrid semi-humans, what is to stop us from doing the same with our fellow human beings whom the whims of society may deem deficient in some way? The willingness to step across such natural thresholds is what often leads humanity to the commission of horrific atrocities. Although reproductive cloning is not horrifying in the same way, in some respects, its implications may be even more far-reaching. Once the technology becomes feasible, there could be parents who, desperate to have children and unable to do so, may seek to bear a child through cloning. What would this practice do to the future gene pool, to the diversity that has been essential to evolution? There could also be individuals who, out of a desire to live beyond biological possibility, may choose to clone themselves in the belief that they will continue to live in the new cloned being. In this case, I find it difficult to see any justifiable motives. From the Buddhist perspective, it may be an identical body, but there will be two different consciousnesses. They will still die. One of the social and cultural consequences of new genetic technologies is their effect on the continuation of our species through interference with the reproductive process. Is it right to select the sex of one's child, which I believe is possible now? If it is not, is it right to make such choices for reasons of health, say in couples where a child is at serious risk of muscular dystrophy or hemophilia? Is it acceptable to insert genes into human sperm or eggs in the lab? How far can we go in the direction of creating ideal or designer fetuses? For instance, embryos that have been selected in the lab to provide particular molecules or compounds absent in genetically deficient siblings, in order that the children born from such embryos may donate bone marrow or kidneys to cure siblings. How far can we go with the artificial selection of fetuses with desirable traits that are held to improve intelligence or physical strength or specific color of eyes, for instance? When such technologies are used for medical reasons, as in the curing of a particular genetic deficiency, one can deeply sympathize. The selection of particular traits, however, especially when done for primarily aesthetic purposes, may not be for the benefit of the child. Even when the parents think they are selecting traits that will positively affect their child, we need to consider whether this is being done out of positive intention or on the basis of a particular society's prejudices at a particular time. We have to bear in mind the long-term impact of this kind of manipulation on the species as a whole, given that its effects will be passed on to following generations. We need also to consider the effects of limiting the diversity of humanity and the tolerance that goes with it, which is one of the marvels of life.